Well, Daryl, first of all, I've got to ask, this must be so frustrating for Rudy, that the work permit issue. Just, can you explain what's happened?
It's very, very difficult, actually. Rudolph flew in and got into England on Tuesday morning, and we were due to meet with a representative from Sheffield Wednesday, and we met with them. We agreed terms with them, and we were driving up to Sheffield, and for a medical at 6 p.m. and then we got a call that they spoke to their lawyers and there's no way that Rudolph would be able to get a work permit, which was, well, it was very, very, well, disappointing, and we were quite surprised. I knew that the rules had changed to the top 50, but I thought that the fact that Rudolph had been in the country for the amount of time he'd been here, been playing in the league already, that he would be fine.
I was going to say, it's taken a lot of people by surprise because he's played for so many years in the English game.
Yeah, I think when they've done the new rules, I don't think they've looked into it in any depth. They thought, like, you know, we want to protect homegrown players, and no one's going to argue with that. But they never looked at the fact that what about players that have already been in the system, been in the country for a number of years, and have made a positive contribution to the game here. What about those guys? Because it would have been easy to have had something in place that said, look, if they've been playing in the country, they've contributed properly, played a certain amount of games, and another club in this country want to take the player on, they should be allowed to continue. But they didn't look into that at all. The other frustrating thing for me is that Jamaica was a former Commonwealth country, and I actually played for Jamaica in 1998. Due to our success of going to the World Cup, we were invited to Buckingham Palace and met with the Queen just to congratulate us on our achievements for Jamaica. So it's like for a former Commonwealth country, and it's still frowned upon from a work permit point of view. Even looking at the Jamaican squad, you know, half of the team are English-born.
And just looking at the time that Rudy had at Leeds United, I know that he became a bit of a fan's favourite there. Just how much did he enjoy playing in England and playing for Leeds?
Oh, he loved playing in England. He also loved the life here in England. His son, who's only 2 years old now, was born in England. And another 2 years, they'd have all been naturalised and had UK passports, and it's very tough for him.
And just looking at what happened in January, I know Rudy Austin was in a position where he had the option to have the move. Do you think now, looking on reflection, it might have been the correct decision to leave Leeds back then?
Well, I suppose I've thought about that myself, only from the point of view that he would have had the opportunity to stay in England. But I think we all know the quality of Rudolph Austin as a player at this level, especially with the amount of interest there has been in him. His qualities are deserving of playing in the championship, at least. So he made a decision based on sporting grounds. He didn't want to go to a club that could possibly be in League One, which has proved the case. He wanted to be at the top end of the championship, aiming to get promoted to the Premier League. So if you said from a viewpoint of, would you be able to set up a home? Of course, he may think about that. But if you said, oh, for sporting reasons, would that have been the correct move? Absolutely not.
And so now the question has to be, just what are the other options? Because I know teams in MLS are being linked with him. Have you had any communication with other sides?
Of course I have. I've had communications with other teams and with other agents, intermediaries, or whatever term you want to use now. So, of course, we have to look at the future, and we have to look at it very, very quickly. I don't know what rumours you've heard from the MLS, but I've had a couple of conversations myself.
So is it a case right now, then, that every option, apart from the English option, really is open at the moment?
Of course, you have to look at everything, but Jamaicans, historically, and I'm the son of Jamaican parents, and Jamaicans, historically, if they don't stay in Jamaica, they want to have a home in England, that England becomes a natural home, or the USA becomes a natural home, and that's historically been the case. I don't know the statistics now, but a few years ago, there would have been 2.7 million Jamaicans in Jamaica and 2.7 million outside of Jamaica. And those would have probably predominantly been in the UK and the USA.
So in terms of just finally looking at the move and where Rudy might go, do you think that this is a case that he will be in a club maybe in the next fortnight?
We're hopeful of that. But you know where this has been so, it's been so long and drawn out, until it's done, you know, we really, really don't know, because there was something agreed with another club in March, which never materialised due to it not being signed off by the chairman. So this has been a long, long ordeal for Rudolph.